straw with a few string of wire around it holding together. Homemade brooms, they were more or less. Yeah, I've seen them, but I can't recall having seen them. Never in this area, but I've seen them in Europe.
What about, usually on Mondays, I'm not sure if this is true nowadays, but women usually did one particular thing with all their gear.
Years ago, on Mondays in the South, was wash day. That was the first day of the week, and they'd wash the clothes that they'd sold the previous week and get them ready for the next week.
Have you ever heard
that's old Southern tradition there. Every Monday was wash day because old nigger women all come to the house each Monday morning.
Right.
As a whole, they do the wash that week.
Have you ever heard
wash day, Tuesday was iron day.
Tuesday was iron day. With any other specific chores for particular days of the week?
No.
Have you ever heard the washing called anything else?
No.
Or what about a place downtown, say, that a man might take his clothes to be done? You call that the
laundry?
The laundry?
Yeah, such as that.
And what about the things that you have to climb up to get from the front yard, say, to the porch of a house? You would call those the
steps.
The steps. Mm-hmm. And what if they were inside, so you had to get from the first floor to the second?
Stairs.
Those would be stairs. Yeah, I mentioned porch a minute ago. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Porch, no. Porch. Oh, the old Southern term used to be a gallery, I think.
A gallery?
Gallery. Sit on the gallery, yeah. But I never really called that. But I didn't know that term was used.
Have you seen porches that not only went across the front of the house, but extended around on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
It was still just called a porch?
Yeah, porch, huh?
Have you ever seen anything similar to a porch that might be on an upper story?
Yeah. Balcony.
A balcony.
Yeah, I mean, called it a balcony.
Mm-hmm. What if a house had, well, not exactly a porch, but a very small area, say, not much bigger than the width of the front door? You see these, I guess, on some new houses. You don't have a full-length porch.
No, what that would be called. I would have called it a gallery. Yes, because it was small, but no specific regulation as to size. So regardless whether it's full width, full length, or what, it'd still be called the same thing, I guess. I don't know.
Let me ask you about an expression. If I were to come into the room and leave the door open, and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to
close the door.
Close the door. Did you ever say anything else?
Well, I've heard it, some say shut the door and such as that.
Right.
I think I would say close the door.
You mentioned that your house that you were raised in was a frame house. Did the boards on the outside kind of overlap each other like that?
Clapboard.
Clapboard?
Clapboard construction, yeah.
Have you ever heard clapboards called?
No.
Any of that?
No.
Weatherboarding?
Well, weatherboarding and clapboard, yeah.
Same
thing. It says weatherboard. Clapboard, yes. Either term would be correct as far as it goes. Because you go to a place to buy either one, they would know the term that you use there, they would know what to get you. So which term is correct, I don't know. I've heard them call it the same, but I'd say, either word you use by as much as the other. Weatherboarding, clapboarding.
What about the entire top covering of the house, the whole thing? That's what we call that the roof. Now, some houses have different slopes of the roof. Is there anything that you ever heard called the place where two slopes of the roof meet?